Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome, guys, to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I will review something to do with the Joe Rogan Experience and see if my dumbass has learned anything. It's just a bit of fun. Enjoy. Today's episode is brought to you by Toxoplasmosis. It's a parasite that will live in your brain and will make you no longer afraid of cat piss. So if you have a severe fear of cat piss, then this is the parasite for you. Okie dokie, great episode today, podcast 1271, Billy Corbin. Billy Corbin is a documentarian, somebody that Joe often references because he made the Cocaine Cowboys 1 and 2. Those are really great documentaries. The second one I didn't get through the whole thing, but the first one is awesome. I just did them because some other things came up, but they're both very, very good and super disturbing. Dangerous type of documentary to make as well, because you're really exposing a lot of people with a lot of money that will likely kill you if they get pretty pissed off. But Billy didn't seem too bothered about it. He has a new documentary that Joe watched earlier in the week while he was working out, something to do with, I can't remember what it's called. I'm not gonna lie, I wrote it down but then I can't find the piece of paper. But it's a baseball documentary, and I'm really not doing it justice now, but it sounds pretty awesome. It's about the steroid issue that popped up with like A-Rod and those other guys, and kind of all the fuckery that's going on down in Florida. Billy had a lot to say about Florida. Florida fuckery, as he calls it. A lot of things going on down there. Medicare fraud, corruption. You know, it's just, it's a wild, wild little place down there in Florida, especially Miami. I don't know too much about the place. I've been to Florida a couple of times. I've been there once. I think I landed in Fort Lauderdale, maybe, and then left from there for a cruise somewhere in the Caribbean. Maybe I think we went up to Miami for a day or so as well. Seemed all right to me, but I didn't spend a lot of time there. So from what I'm hearing, it's quite a wild place. A lot of diversity there, and obviously I think one of those kind of, you know, it's a coastal state, so, you know, things get smuggled in there, and who knows what's going on. But they've got some really interesting, unique laws that kind of allow you to have some tax havens and real estate issues and, you know, all sorts, which Billy knows a lot about. You know, he's doing a lot of research. He's a really interesting guy. And I'm pretty pumped to watch the baseball documentary. I don't know if it's out yet, though. I think it's out soon, so you know, look out for that. He was saying that there was some issue down there back in the day, before the housing crisis went, where a bunch of like real estate guys opened their own banks, right? That's some Florida fuckery right there. So they were opening their own banks and then lending the money to themselves for real estate, which, of course, all collapsed under that subprime crap way back in the day. And then the government bailed them out. So they're getting bailed out of their own stuff. And it's like, why rob the banks from the front end with guns when you can just open them and rob them yourself? And, you know, that whole thing still drives me insane, because we still really know so little about it. I mean, I know they made that movie, The Big Short, but who really can give us a breakdown? Very few people really know what went on. And it doesn't, like, nobody went to jail for that shit. It really just, what would ever stop them figuring out how to do it again? Knowing full well that the government would just bail them out. And it really is just everyone else that doesn't have a clue that gets fucked over by that. I don't know, it's brutal. Not to bring this podcast down, but that kind of fuckery needs to be looked at, for sure. There's also some big issue in Miami they were talking about with the Medicare, Medicaid fraud stuff. And Billy was saying it's in the billions. Billions. Where it's like old people, retired old people, that are basically having claims put in for them for things that they either don't have or once had. I don't even know if these people are still alive, but it sounds like someone else is collecting that money for them, so you know these old people don't even necessarily know these claims are going through, and it's for all different types of stuff that they couldn't even have. He was saying that for HIV, for example, it's like every old person in Florida is reporting that they have HIV. Now, from what I understand, it's not that they are doing it themselves, but somebody's doing it on their behalf to collect a check from the government, and the government pays it. So it's just all this money going out, and there's just no systems in place to kind of keep an eye on where the hell this stuff is. And that's terrifying. You know, it seems crazy to me because the IRS doesn't miss anything, right? They're paying attention, or most of the time, for the little guys. If you don't have a really good tax attorney, you know, the IRS is going to win every time. Yet in other areas of government spending, there's just like no checks. No balances at all. You know what I mean? There's just expense accounts where people can just go wild. And, you know, what's the point of having one good system in one area and such a weak one in the other? I mean, you're hemorrhaging money at one end and carefully collecting it up on the other. It seems strange. But, you know, there we go. So, in some good news, they talk about weed being legal. Getting legal in California, legal in other places, Colorado. So Billy is not a big pot smoker, though he had some. He's tried some. He smoked a little bit, and he was getting way too high. So Joe was like, go easy, right? Kids, listen, if you're listening now, go easy, all right? It doesn't mean that it's bad just because you freaked out. You just smoked too much. Go easy. It's like drinking too much. Weed is way strong. And especially the weed in California. In places where they're making quality marijuana, you're going to get really fucking high. So unless you smoke a lot, just go easy, right? You won't look like a pussy just because you had a little bit, just one puff. You got to work your way up to it, right? Because you're going to look way weirder if you take like 10 puffs and then you start freaking out. But now you're stuck at a party with a bunch of other people, blah, blah, blah. You know how that goes. So... Oh, and when I'm saying kids, I mean legal age, all right? Legal age kids, so I guess what? You got to be 18? I don't even know. Maybe just scratch everything I just said. It's probably terrible advice, and I'm not promoting drug use for children. I want to make that clear. So once again, go easy. Just go easy and work your way into it. Some of the other scams they bring up, obviously religious scams, right? So religion is... a powerful tool for giving people hope, giving them something to believe in. You know, we've all been down. We've all needed some help. We've all needed someone to tell us it's going to be okay. And maybe you don't have family. Maybe your family's gone. Maybe you're a little old lady and you're watching a commercial and they say, Jesus needs your money. Send us your money. Send us a check. Jesus will love you. So these people are like, okay, I'm going to send it, and then I get paid in tenfold. So they're sending their checks out, and it's going to some dude, some guy, some probably evangelical-ish Christian type, you know, that's just collecting for their mega church, for their new fucking yacht or luxury personal jet, private jet. I mean, some of those guys, remember too, because of religion, it's all tax-free. You know, it's like Scientology. Like, they just get all that money. They can spend it on whatever they want. It amazes me how they can sleep at night. But I guess we can justify anything, you know? And if you get enough money, you must think you're doing something right, even if you're basically just stealing it. But they're just getting people to give it to them, you know? And maybe some of those people do feel better, but it's a fucking scam in the billions. It's unbelievable. Just like preying on people's desperation. It's funny that the word prayer is in there. To pray, right? It's praying, but not in a good way. It's like predatorial praying. I'm sure we all know somebody who has given some money to these organizations or sits there. I used to live with a family when I first moved out to the States. And the mother there would sit and watch those channels where it would be some like, you know... crotchety old man just like preaching lunacy, and telling you all the things that you're doing wrong and what all the sinners are doing. And then every few minutes, it would be like, send them some money. And I think she used to do it too. It's unbelievable. You know, people are, wow. Blows my mind. Whatever. Do whatever you want. But I thought it was nuts. And it was interesting they brought it up. Maybe he'd do a documentary on that. He should do. He'd do a good job. Talk a little bit about Joel Osteen too. Now, he's the dude. Joe Rogan's talked about him before. He's one of those megachurch guys that bought a stadium. But he took a lot of flack after one of the big hurricanes because he wasn't letting people in there to, you know, like refuge and get in and get safe. And he kind of like locked down the stadium. But Jesus, think about it. He can buy a stadium with those donations? Like, holy shit, how much money does he have? I really would love to know what Jesus thinks about that. I'm sure he's not very happy. I mean, did Jesus even own his own donkey? Or was it like a rental donkey? Or did people just lend him some donkey? He probably had his own sandals, but I don't think he had much else. And a stadium? He certainly didn't have his own stadium. You know, or Colosseum, or whatever it would be back then. But anyway, I digress. Back to their conversation. Billy Corbin is a fucking super interesting guy. If you haven't seen the Cocaine Cowboys about the cocaine shit, watch that. And if you like that one, you're going to like his new one. Joe loved it. Said it was very clever and will teach you a lot about what happened with all the baseball steroid fuckery. So check it out. It should be out fairly soon. I think he said it was in theaters as well. So Google it.